Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the weekend edition of the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thanks, Bill. Here's what's happening this week in America.
Jury set and Omar arrested. Close call at Reagan and another one leaves California. That's all coming up. Then Bill's going to be here with your message of the day. A juror was dismissed from the Trump trial after she told the court it would be hard for me to maintain impartiality and fairness. She told the court that she got calls from friends and family members and things were said that led her to come to the conclusion that she cannot be fair as a juror. I say good for her. The fact that she realizes how difficult it is to be fair and the fact that she understands her own biases, I think makes her the most qualified. Way better than the person who is biased but thinks, oh, I'm not biased at all. Like another juror who was dismissed who turns out was arrested in the 90s for tearing down political posters. That person said they can remain fair and unbiased. I much more trust the first juror, but they were both dismissed. One juror said she could be impartial even though her son works for a Democratic congressman. They ultimately found 12. Five alternates will be decided today. One woman, who will eventually decide Trump's fate, called him selfish and self-serving, but the judge allowed her to be on the jury because she then said, oh yeah, but I can still be fair and impartial. Opening arguments start on Monday. 108 people were arrested by NYPD on charges of criminal trespass at Columbia University. It was a part of a pro-Palestine protest that began as their university's president testified in front of a House committee regarding her school's response to anti-Semitism. The president of Columbia looking to avoid the same fate as her colleagues at University of Pennsylvania and Harvard. Ursa Hersey, the daughter of Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, was among those arrested. She's a student at Barnard across the street. She's been suspended from her university. It's just a matter of time. There was another close call at Reagan Airport. One plane was given permission to cross a runway at the exact moment when another plane was given permission to take off from that runway. They stopped 300 feet from each other. We're averaging one close call a day in America. I talked the other day with the lawyer behind a class action lawsuit that's claiming that the FAA changed the air traffic control test from a merit-based test to a race-based questionnaire. Their claim is they're no longer taking the best for the job based on merit alone. Tokio Marine America Insurance and Trans-Pacific Insurance Company saying they're leaving California. Add that to State Farm, Allstate, Farmers Insurance, and The Hartford that are not accepting new insurance applications in California. I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. Bill O'Reilly has your message of the day. Next.
Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture, and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Years ago, while working at Fox News, I told the audience that major media outlets like the Washington Post and New York Times and most network news outlets would not tolerate conservative thought. My imagery was that any employee wearing a MAGA hat, for example, even on private time, would be banished. Subsequently, we have seen that play out in many left-wing companies. The latest is National Public Radio, where a former executive writes that a liberal bias is consistently enforced. NPR CEO Catherine Marr once tweeted that, quote, Donald Trump is a racist, and was openly sympathetic to the violent rioting after George Floyd's death. Now, consider that NPR and its TV cousin PBS have convoluted access to about $500 million yearly from American taxpayers, and you have a huge scandal. One footnote, in my 20 years plus at Fox News, I never saw employees punished for liberal beliefs. In fact, people like Alan Colmes, Juan Williams, Shepard Smith prospered. The executive producer of The O'Reilly Factor is a proud Democrat. That has never happened at the liberal news organizations. You either fall into line or work elsewhere. Maybe Frontline could do a report on it. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, bill@billoreilly.com, bill@billoreilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Okay, let's go to the mail. Kathleen, concierge member. President Trump has a crooked judge heading his trial in New York, not going to recuse himself, not allowing Trump to talk about his daughter's affiliation with the Dems and Kamala, not allowing the jury to answer who they vote for, what party they belong to. All true. And that's why Donald Trump cannot get a fair trial in New York City. Jerry Rivas, Lake Worth, Florida. Hey, Bill, I believe Joe Biden is as bad as Putin. Putin invaded Ukraine, killed thousands, and Biden allows the invasion of the U.S. that has killed thousands. What say you? No, Biden's not as bad as Putin. Putin is a sociopath, a maniac, who, if the world blew up, wouldn't care. That's how bad he is. Steve Marriott, Nova Scotia, Canada. One of my favorite parts of Canada, Nova Scotia, beautiful. Can you explain, O'Reilly, what the scenario would be if RFK Jr. wins the election? I know it's remote, but how would that work? RFK, okay. So you know, it's not going to happen. But if an independent candidate, not a party member, gets to be president, everything's the same. Legislation is introduced by either party in Congress. If it passes, the president gets to sign it or not, or veto it. That's what it would be. It wouldn't be any difference. Lorraine Connolly Walker, Paul's Valley, Oklahoma. For the eighth year, I have renewed my premium membership. Well, thank you, Lorraine. That's kind of you. Worth the course just in the Smart Life segment. Sparkling ice, my go-to drink, and your airline tips have saved me a bundle. Smart Life is one of my favorite segments. You know, I think the Talking Points memo is my favorite, but Smart Life, because we can do a lot of good things in that segment. In a moment, something you might not know.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by
law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Now, the O'Reilly update brings you something you might not know. In 1881, famous lawman Bat Masterson fought the last gun battle of his life. The shootout embodied an American era synonymous with booze and bloodshed. Here's a look at some famous figures of the Old West. Wild Bill Hickok. He left home at age 17 to work on a riverboat, then became a sheriff in Kansas. Hickok was shot dead while playing poker in Deadwood, South Dakota. The cards he was dealt are still known as the Dead Man's Hand, two pairs of aces and eights. Wyatt Earp, the lawman patrolled the streets of Dodge City, Deadwood, and Tombstone, Arizona. Earp and his associate, Doc Holliday, became heroes after the shootout at the OK Corral. Wyatt then retired to California, worked as a part-time detective for the LAPD. Doc Holliday died from tuberculosis at the age of 36. His final words, "This is funny." Jesse James, the 14-year-old, joined a gang of Confederate guerrillas during the Civil War and continued his reign of terror for decades. He was killed by his friend Robert Ford at the age of 34. Billy the Kid, the teenage outlaw, was known for violence. The Kid shot dead by police in New Mexico. He was responsible for 21 murders, one for each year of his short life. William Bonney was perhaps the worst of the outlaws. Finally, John Wesley Hardin. He executed his first man before his 16th birthday and killed another 20 along the Texas frontier. He was shot in the back of the head by police in El Paso while playing dice. And here's something else you might not know. After his gunplay, Bat Masterson moved back east and became a close friend with another Rough Rider, Teddy Roosevelt. In fact, Masterson became a newspaper columnist in New York City, and Roosevelt appointed him a deputy U.S. Marshal. Back after this.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
That is the weekend edition of the O'Reilly Update. For more news and honest analysis, please go to BillO'Reilly.com.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky?
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.